Steve, when Harold said he thought TC might be more toxic or difficult for a patient, I saw a bunch of heads nodding. So even though your data suggests that it's less toxic, people have the feeling that it's more toxic.
I find that patients still get a profound amount of neutropenia. They still have alopecia, neuropathy, those kinds of side effects.
Yeah, in our experience, and I treated a lot of patients on this trial, was just generally it was just better tolerated. And a lot of patients really don't have much nausea or vomiting with it, which is a big factor. There is a little more neutropenia, and I think the trick is I like to use oral prophylactic antibiotics, and I think the trick is starting earlier than you would with AC. Putting somebody on day 7 or day 8 of oral Cipro for a week really prevents most of the fever and neutropenia. But the rates are still really pretty low. In fact, Frankie Holmes is taking three of our U.S. oncology trials and kind of reviewing the rate of fever and neutropenia with first course of AC and taking the data from this trial just to sort of show in general, to try to prevent fever and neutropenia, you don't need growth factors. I would ask you, I mean, if you just take plain AC and then you add all the expense of growth factors, you've probably increased the cost fourfold. Is that not important in Boston?
It could be. I don't know. What is docetaxel cost compared to doxorubicin? I mean, you know, if you're adding a prophylactic antibiotic, if you're treating them for a longer duration of period, if you're using a more expensive chemotherapy product, I would guess that in this audience, most people who give docetaxel every 3 weeks also provide growth factor support for almost all their patients getting it anyway. So I bet if you did a real-world cost analysis, AC would be cheaper.